This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A woman suspected of sending an envelope containing the poison ricin, which was addressed to the White House, has been arrested at the New York-Canada border. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Sources tell the Associated Press she was taken into custody at the Peacebridge border crossing near Buffalo and has an initial court appearance scheduled for today. She's expected to face federal charges. The letter appeared to have originated in Canada, according to police there. It was intercepted at a government facility that screens mail addressed to the White House and President Trump. There have been several prior instances in which U.S. officials have been targeted with ricin sent through the mail. Julie Walker, New York.
Republican efforts to fill the Supreme Court justice seat vacated by Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death are likely to move swiftly this week, with President Donald Trump possibly nominating a replacement within days, and GOP senators hoping to jumpstart the confirmation process. Ginsburg's death in late September of an election year puts the Senate in uncharted political terrain. Mr. Trump has urged the Republican-run Senate to consider the nomination, quote, without delay, end quote, but has not said whether he would push for a confirmation vote before Election Day. There's significant risk and uncertainty ahead for both parties. A senior U.S. official said the United States Monday will sanction more than two dozen people and entities involved in Iran's nuclear, missile, and conventional arms programs. The move puts muscle behind U.N. sanctions on Tehran that Washington argues have resumed despite the opposition of allies and adversaries. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the U.S. official said Iran could have enough material for a nuclear weapon by the end of the year, and that Tehran has resumed long-range missile cooperation with nuclear-armed North Korea. This is VOA News. The main opposition leader of Belarus urged the European Union Monday to approve sanctions on officials accused of rigging the presidential election last month, traveling to Brussels to tell the bloc's foreign ministers to show courage. Despite a sixth straight weekend of mass protest against President Alexander Lukashenko over the disputed August 9th vote, the EU has yet to follow through on a threat to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. EU member states have not given approval to a final list of some 40 officials to be targeted. More than 100,000 people marched through the Belarusian capital Minsk on Sunday, keeping up the pressure on the veteran Belarusian leader to quit. Many walked in a vast column decked out in red and white opposition colors and chanting, quote, go away, end quote, as helmeted riot police patrolled the streets with water cannon on hand. Several protesters were dragged away from the crowd by security forces. In tandem with the protests, anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 police officers in retaliation for a crackdown in which thousands of people have been detained, many complaining of beatings and torture in jail. Relatives of the 12 Hong Kong people arrested by China at sea last month have demanded the city's government check out their condition and ensure that lawyers appointed by the families and not the Chinese government can meet with them. The 12 were arrested August 23rd for illegal entry into mainland Chinese waters after setting off from Hong Kong in a boat bound for self-ruled Taiwan. All were suspected of committing crimes in Hong Kong related to anti-government protests that erupted last year. 10 had been charged, released on bail, and not allowed to leave the former British colony, and all are now being detained in neighboring Shenzhen. The COVID epidemic in Britain is doubling roughly every 7 days, and if it continues to do so, there would be about 50,000 new cases per day by the middle of October, according to the government's chief scientific advisor. Monday, during a televised briefing, he said, quote, at the moment, we think the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days. Right now, there are about 960,000 COVID-19-related deaths globally, with nearly 31 million infections. Tropical storm Beta was expected this week to bring heavy rainfall to parts of the upper Texas Gulf Coast and Louisiana, adding to the stress and worry residents and officials have already dealt with during a busy hurricane season. The National Weather Service said Sunday while Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain in some areas of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days, it was no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.